podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
But you can't bowl and you can't throw. I'm just telling you what everybody knows. Absolute sins. You put down all the talent that hit you out of the ground. Don't ask what it was, Karen and Joe. So you can't bowl and you can't throw.
In a week where Ashton Agar opened the batting and Adam Zampa batted at 11, but the rest of Australia's alphabetical order was all over the place, this is Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
I thought he might have been waiting. He was going to take a ping at your end.
No, I thought he was just going to throw it and to the bowler's end. I thought they would have run, so I just stood there. Oh, that hurt.
Jeez, you got your belly right on the pitch there.
Yeah, took the wind out of me a little bit.
You're here with Kat Jones and Dan Lipke, and that was, I think, Matty Wade.
That was Matty Wade talking to the dream commentary team of Shane Warne, Mark Waugh, and Brendan Julian, I think. And they were discussing a run out attempt, or a successful run out, where the Sri Lankans were trying to decide who was going to take a run and who wasn't. And in the end, Aaron Finch had to choose which one of them he was going to run out. So he threw the ball to a diving Matthew Wade, who, as Mark Waugh said, landed on his belly and it hurt.
I don't think Matt Wade's got a belly.
I'm not sure he does.
I think he's pretty lean.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, I think that's it's certainly difficult for Aaron Finch. I mean, you want to have a very clear end to throw at. You don't want half the fielders saying bowler and half the batter.
Yeah, I think it's good tactics from Sri Lanka. I think this is next level batting. Like if you run so chaotically that the fielders don't know which end to throw at, anything could happen. You could get overthrows, could induce panic. I think it's next level strategy.
Do you think they should just skulk around in the centre of the pitch and not and just be always continually almost out of their crease?
Yeah, I think so.
It's certainly something to think about when you're deciding your batting order too, right?
Yes. Well, we saw the Australians' batting order. It's like they Australians obviously know that A is the first letter of the alphabet and Z is the last letter, but in the middle they have absolutely no idea what order
they need. They need Justin Langer back.
Yeah, definitely.
This is the part of the show where we discuss the cricket news of the week.
Lots of stuff going on in the world of cricket, but we just have time to cover the rest of the Australian v Sri Lanka T20s.
It feels like we may in fact have, you know, 5 or 6 podcasts still covering this one series, right? How long does it go for?
I think it's all over now, but last time we checked in, Australia were 2-0 up in the series. They'd won a couple of games in Sydney and they went on to win a couple more. So the third match was in Canberra and Australia won that one as well. And that pretty much sealed the series. This is where Ashton Agar started being moved to the top of the order.
I think that it's really interesting that they set a 5-match series. It's basically because they really are counting on 1 or 2 of the matches being washed out in Sydney.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So therefore, it still gives you 3 up your sleeve. So when in fact these matches are played, it does become a little over the top.
Yep, definitely. Although one of the highlights of that Canberra match was Finch deciding, no, I won't open. We'll let Agar and McDermott open and we'll let them have a bit of a bat off and see, you know, who might be the opener heading into the next World Cup.
It's always a risky strategy, isn't it? And why is it a risky strategy?
It's a risky strategy because McDermott was gone first ball, so Aaron Finch had to come in and essentially open anyway. Yep. So that was a little bit funny.
It feels like that nearly always happens when they muck around with the order. Yes. It's karma coming in, isn't it?
Yes. And then the series moved to Melbourne for the 4th and 5th games. Not much interesting happened in the 4th game. Maxwell scored 48 not out from 39 balls. Australia ran down a pretty lacklustre total. Sri Lanka were going okay in this match when they batted first and then they somehow lost 6 for 12.
Oh, ridiculous.
That pretty much doomed them.
Was this game where we abandoned the Ashton Agar experiment?
No, I think he opened again in this one. I think it was the 5th game where the experiment was abandoned.
Yep.
They decided that Agar would come after Finch in the alphabet. And
was it a controlled trial?
Probably, yes. In the final game, we did mix it up a little bit because Sri Lanka won that final game. So Australia decided they'd bat first and they made 654. And Kusal Mendes guided Sri Lanka to the total. He was 69 not out of 58 balls. But they did almost mess up this despite, they'd only lost a couple of wickets as they were closing in on the total and still somehow almost stuffed it up, but eventually got home.
And, silly Australia, because when you lose the last match of the entire summer, that's all anyone ever remembers.
Exactly. they'd not lost a single game before that moment. Yep. And, but that defeat means they'll they'll head into the long winter with that on their mind.
Yeah.
Although I think they're all off to Pakistan shortly anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I think that Australia basically just kept playing these T20s until Sri Lanka won one, right?
Oh, that's certainly possible, yeah. Good hosts,
yeah.
I think, yeah.
Good hosts. It's a bit like you always let the guests have the last strawberry on the plate or whatever it happens to be. I think all series should be played this way where, you know, we just keep playing
England would still be here. Both England sides would still be here.
Imagine.
They'd have to live here.
The exhausted English journalists and here we are in the 17th Ashes match of the series. England still looking for their first win. Yeah,
they'd live here so long that they'd become Australian citizens and be forced to join the Australian team.
Oh, no. That's it. Then they might improve.
Yep.
I mean, you would get better, though, after a 16 or 17 Ashes tests, right?
You would hope so.
Yeah, yeah, you'd think so. I mean, all the states and territories would get a match.
Mm.
It'd be fabulous. It'd be great. We'd have one played at our local Global.
And if you think we've kind of skimmed over some of the details in this Sri Lankan series, then there may be a reason for that.
Yeah.
And that's because we spent most of the time watching Australian Survivor instead of the back half of the series. Yeah. We'd flip over in the ad breaks to see how they were going. But
it's a bit hard too because the T20 is a bit short for us to be doing two things at once.
Yes.
If it was a test, we'd be all right. But yeah.
Yeah. But are there any aspects from Survivor that we can introduce into T20 cricket series to keep our attention? Because obviously we decided this series wasn't really keeping our attention. What could we bring in from Survivor to help us out? We do already have the equivalent of confessionals now. We've got Matty Wade talking about his injury and how he may have to be medevaced because he hurt his belly.
Yeah, that's right. It feels like we're inventing it, you know, if Channel 10 was running the cricket, this is probably what they would do with it, right? So I think, you know, more lying and cheating, which is a hallmark of Survivor, is difficult.
And a hallmark of Australian cricket.
Yeah, exactly. It's difficult because there's already plenty of lying and cheating.
Yeah.
I think I'd put Jonathan Lapaglia at the bowler's end instead.
And he's the umpire.
He's the umpire. He puts the finger up for a wicket. Instead of putting the finger up, he might say, "Got nothing for you."
Yep. That'd be
when
fantastic.
Someone appeals.
Yeah, and after each match, he could have the losing team just vote a player out. So I think that would be very much aligned with Survivor.
Yeah.
And you could swap teams every now and then. You know, drop the helmets. It's time to mix.
Drop your entire kit.
Drop your kit. Yep, time to mix it up.
We got the new kit coming out. Got plenty of T20 kits to play with.
Yeah,
I think that would be fantastic.
Mm.
And like you said, we could have team swaps where effectively the IPL is like this anyway,
exactly,
isn't it? Right?
Yeah. So maybe we could integrate this more into the IPL. That would work well.
Yeah, the IPL or the BBL. They wear the bright colours in any case.
Yeah.
I
think you could have a merge eventually, like much like Survivor. You'd kind of
everyone on the same side.
No. You draw teams for each 20 randomly from the players.
Yep.
But because nobody really cares which team wins a T20 anyway, as we've proven.
Yeah.
And so basically just the player of the match gets immunity and everybody else can be voted off.
That's how everyone sort of goes with it, isn't it? You know, you just go, well, I like Maxwell. I don't really care what else. Maxwell and Broad, they're the ones I'm rooting for.
I think there's something here. You've got lots of huddles where they can discuss alliances. You could hide immunity idols in stumps. I think
there aren't too many other places you could hide them.
No, probably not. Although they do have that trapdoor behind the wicketkeeper where they hide, where the umpires can hide all kinds of things. So.
I wonder where the immunity idol is. Let's check the trapdoor again.
Yep.
You can hide it under the rope, under the Toblerone.
Yeah.
You could have it hidden in the pockets of random crowd members.
Mm, yeah.
That'd get difficult.
It would be.
Did you sign the autograph of the correct person?
Yes.
I think that we'd need to have more water challenges.
Yeah. So swimming.
That's
so
right.
That's when you play in Sydney, right?
Yeah, when you play in Sydney, or even just, you know, when the sprinklers come onto the ground. So more water challenges, and I would also put a massive big campfire in the middle of the pitch, and that'd give the spinners something to aim at.
Yeah,
something significant to aim at.
Yes, right? And basically recreates the Ashes, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Yes. And I think, you know, as you lose players, the matches get shorter and shorter. So if you go, by the time you're down to four players, you're not playing a full T20 with four players.
Just a quick game of French cricket in the middle.
Yeah, two aside, two overs each. And I think the final winner who gets voted on by all the players they've voted out gets a spot in the next IPL auction.
Could we have some challenges where, as we were watching in the the early T20 World Cup, that the bowlers just bowl at the stumps with no batter there.
That would definitely be an excellent challenge.
I think that would be fantastic. Yeah. I would also like to see them cook their own lunch and dinner from what food they can gather in the stadium.
That would be fantastic. So someone's got to go out and forage between whatever the crowd's left behind, like half-eaten bag of chips and
that's
a half-drunk
right.
beer and
yeah.
take it back to that fire in the middle of the pitch.
And they gather all of the half-empty sauce containers that people use from underneath the seats, little dregs of beer. Mm. I think that'd really add something
must be there next summer. I want Channel 10 gets the rights back, combines it with Australian Survivor. Now you've got some summer television viewing.
Please support capitalism by checking out these sponsors.
All right, well, continuing with the theme of Survivor, if you have any interest in Australian Survivor or comic books, then you can check out my weekly Survivor ratings and monthly comic book history over at medium.com/@DanLibke. Don't forget the at. Which is just like my cricket writing, but it's on topics other than cricket.
Is there a link to this from your website as well?
Maybe. Just go to at Dan Lipke on Twitter.
We'll organise that.
Links there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And so, you could go read about things other than cricket.
It's really worth watching Survivor just so that you can read Dan's Survivor ratings.
Exactly.
Let's play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grade Cricketer?
All right, it's time for Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grade Cricketer? And I don't think Kat knew that this was coming because I've just thrown this one in here and she will
Which
have...
Which sting is coming next? Uh-oh, yes. It's a quiz and I haven't done one. I was just frantically going, my God, am I expected now to come up with a quiz at the spur of the moment?
No, I've already come up with a quiz and it kind of builds on the very popular internet game that's taken the world by storm, Wordle. And this one's a cricket version. This one's called Broadle. Instead of any old five-letter word a la Wordle, I'm going to give you...
Are the words always broad?
No, it's not always broad, but it could be because the words are restricted to cricketers with five-letter names.
Uh-huh.
So you have six guesses, much like six balls of an over, to tell me which cricketer it is.
Excellent. Okay, so I need to ask you, is it first names or surnames?
Could be either.
Oh, God, that's really hard.
But more likely to be surnames.
Okay. Well, I won't start with broad. actually, second of all... finally, this is a game that Bradman can't win, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Bradman's hopeless at this. Yep.
Or Sachin, yep. Or Sobers.
Yeah, they're all hopeless.
None of them can do it.
Yeah.
Okay, and is it like real Wordle where obscure cricketers are not included? Like it can't be Marcus North, for example.
Oh, it could be Marcus North.
Ollie Stone.
But probably not. It's not Marcus North, okay? Well, I'll rule out one before you start.
I'm also, I know how Wordle works. I'm not going to start with obscure letters in someone's name like Kuldeep Yadav, for example. I'm not starting with Yadav, so definitely not.
Yep. I was going to originally call this remember the name that I decided no that I was going to make up all convoluted rules about how you could get up to 6 points from each guess and if you got four sixes in a row you won, but I decided we'd just keep it simple.
That's good. Well, that might be next week's quiz.
Yeah, maybe.
You never know. So I'm guessing it's probably not a Sri Lankan. Unless it's silver, although I'd love you to do a 10-letter version of Wordle. Let's go with, so I'm presuming it's current era, any era, Australia or any country. Yep. I'm going to start with Kohli.
Kohli. Kohli, you have zero letters for Kohli.
Bloody hell. Goodness me. So the next, well, I think my next guess has to be... Well, I was going to go with war, but I don't want to waste that. That's definitely not war because the H is there. So maybe, and it can't be Shane either. maybe it's Warn.
Warn has the R is in the right spot.
Okay. Oh, God, this is really difficult. Okay, so the R's in the right spot, so it's not Ricky. it could be Carey. Could be, but that's a bit obscure. Who else could it be? Let me get out of Australia. It could be Siraj.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a good guess. It could be Virat. But some of these, the other letters have already gone.
Yep.
So it really can't be either of those. And the vowel that I'm looking for is you.
Sorry, what? Oh, sorry, the E. Sorry, there's also the E was in the wrong spot.
Oh,
sorry,
the E in
sorry.
The wrong spot.
I forgot about the E. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, I don't know that really makes much difference, but okay, so it has got an E in it. Right. Okay. So let me think of cricketers with an R in the middle that aren't Warn. So indeed it could be Carey. That Carey is still an option, but I'm just having a think about anyone else. So an R in the right place, an E in the wrong place. Sadly, it can't be Dean Elgar. I would love it if it was. But no. And it can't, who is it? Someone else with an R in the middle could be. It can't be Imran. That would be good too. It can't be Akram either.
No.
So we've ruled out the A and we've ruled out the I. So I will have to guess Airy.
Carey. Okay. Well, the R is in the right spot. The Y is in the right spot.
Oh.
The E is in the wrong spot.
Goodness, you're gonna have to wait until I can think of someone. It's someone's first name. It can't be Henry, although it's, close, it's close to Matt Henry. Something, can't be someone starting with E, I don't think. Definitely a second letter E, I think. Could be a double R. So is it, it can't be Kerry, as in Kerry O'Keefe, because we've already ruled out the K.
We have ruled out the K.
Far out.
You're definitely right. It's not Kerry O'Keefe.
So I haven't tried T yet. So let's try Terry.
It's not Terry, but you do have the E-R-R-Y in the right place.
Ooh, I'm definitely getting closer now. Right, so now I just have to work my way through the alphabet. So there's no cricketers called Berry.
Oh, there is, yeah. There's Darren Berry.
Oh, God. You wouldn't pick Darren Berry.
Nah, I wouldn't have.
So I'm not going to even guess that. And there's no cricketers called Jerry either. I'm
probably
pretty sure.
Not. Did Jerry Seinfeld ever play cricket?
I don't think so. No. Neither did Jerry Lewis. Let's go with Perry.
Yeah, let's go with Perry.
Perry.
You are smarter than a fifth grade cricketer.
Ah, can't bowl, can't throw, coming live. Thanks for tuning in and taking your time. The underappreciated act of the week. The funniest and crazy plays of the week. Who is going to join the honorary board? The number one Scott Moeller Award.
All right, it's time for the Moeller Award, which is our tribute to crazy and ridiculous things that happen in the world of cricket, named after the great Scott Moeller, who did the crazy and ridiculous thing of playing two test matches. Our first nomination here is one of our favourite topics. We've got mancads.
I don't think Scott Moeller ever did a mancad.
Mancads, no mancads from Scott Moeller.
He didn't play long enough.
At least not that we're aware of. Maybe no. He did some in second 11 division in Victorian Premier Cricket.
Scott Moeller also could potentially be a Wordle answer. Well, his first name could be Scott.
Yes. But yes, Victoria Premier Cricket, second 11, there were mancads, two in one innings, including one to win the match, which you always like, 9 wickets down and then the non-striker backing up too far.
Yep.
Yes, and people got very upset about this, as is always the case when it comes to mancads.
Because it was the second 11?
Probably, yeah, I'm not sure. Anyway, you might have thought that the second such dismissal in the innings might have stopped people from saying, I should have given them a warning. But no, people were saying still should have given him a warning.
It's
perhaps the previous batter being mancatted might have been a warning.
Well, I mean, they're probably not paying attention. Maybe they didn't notice that the mancat had happened.
How was Joe out? Oh, I don't know.
Well, he was on the boundary playing Wordle and he wasn't watching.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
Yes. Anyway, we always love a good mancat. I think any time a mancat happens, it makes it the Moeller nominations, but it probably won't win because it's just...
It probably won't win because we don't actually know the name of the people who did it. So therefore, we can't really nominate anyone, but you never know. But we do also have Australian captain Meg Lanning. And she's calling for controversy. Was she calling for survivor rules to be inserted?
She is. She's calling for survivor rules. Basically, she said, no, we don't want full-scale, 4-day cricket with the women. We want to have, instead of this long form amongst all the states, we'll just have two tribes. We'll have Australia and Australia A.
Yep.
And they'll just have battles playing 4-day matches, 5-day matches, red ball matches.
Oh, I love this. We need Australia A back. It's been a long time.
We definitely do. And I think this is just Meg Lanning being very savvy in her marketing. She knows that people still fondly remember the Australia v Australia A summer of whenever it was, 1996.
Yep.
And she's very keen for the women to tap back into that again, get Talia McGrath versus Elise Perry or, I'm not sure which one of them would be in Australia A at the moment.
Who would you have if Talia? I would have Talia McGrath and Elise Perry as the captains of both the sides, and then they have like a schoolyard pick.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, from everyone who's eligible, or even just people that are calling for entry. If it was Survivor, you'd probably have a blood versus water. You'd have their relatives, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
Anna Lanning, and Meg Lanning.
So you could have all that, and you have the schoolyard pick. The schoolyard pick could go very wrong. You could end up with like nine batters and one bowler or something.
Yep.
But that's why you have the all rounders as captains, I think.
That's true. You want to make sure you pick your wicketkeeper early, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yep.
Definitely.
Oh, I love this idea. So we absolutely 100% on board with this happening. Yep.
Australia v. Australia A.
More test cricket. We know that the only good test was the women's test this summer.
Yep. So the Australian women. Yeah, we'll give a test status. Why not?
Why not?
What about what else have we got here?
We also have Manus. Manus
is a bit bored, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he's got a newsletter, but then he decided, I'm not sure if this was part of his newsletter, but he decided that he would build his own cricket pitch at home. And he didn't do it like most people do by mowing a strip in the backyard.
No.
He did it in what looked like a greenhouse inside, surrounded by glass. It's a little spinner's track where pieces of masking tape or sandpaper or something.
Yeah, sandpaper, no doubt.
To the ground.
Yeah.
He went off to Bunnings and then he made a little video about how he'd done that, and he was trying to – someone was bowling to him. I'm not quite sure who was bowling to him, but
Maybe it was his dog. I think he had his dog on video at one point last year. Maybe he taught the dog how to bowl. But, yeah, he'd set up this wonderful little DIY project where the various bumps that he'd put onto the pitch simulated spin and balls that could turn at any angle. And I think he was just testing his reflexes to see if he could adjust his defensive shots. It was very entertaining. As you mentioned, nothing to do with the newsletter that he made us all sign up for and promised. I have a theory that maybe Justin Langer gave him the newsletter as homework, and now that Justin's gone,
Marnus has
said, I don't have to do that anymore. I'll start making fun videos about homemade spin bowling tracks.
Yes, well, we all know that if Don Bradman was around in the era of making your own videos, he would have done this as well. He would have made his own track to test his reflexes.
Oh, well, he would have got the old tank out and the cricket stump and the golf ball, hit it against it. That would have been like this endless
is the modern
TikTok
equivalent.
For 12 hours of hitting ball against the thing.
It would have been. Yeah, this is definitely the modern equivalent of the water tank.
Good work, Marnus. What about New Zealand v South Africa? That's our next nomination.
Yep. Well,
in particular, we've got Matt Henry as a nomination, right?
Yeah, that's good. So South Africa in their first innings was bowled out very cheaply because he took seven for 23, Yeah.
And then New Zealand got a chance to bat, so South Africa made 95. New Zealand made 482. Matt Henry came in at number 11.
Yeah.
And he managed to score 58 not out in a 94-run 10th wicket partnership, just to rub things into the poor old South Africans. And then South Africa got another bat, and they were bowled out for 111. So they lost by an innings and 276 runs.
Mm.
And Matt Henry took 2 for 32. So we're not quite sure what happened to him in that third innings of the match. He kind of lost his mojo a little bit.
Yeah. But other than that, you don't want to waste all of your good form on one individual match.
And we have one more nomination. We've got James Faulkner.
Yeah, being naughty in the Pakistan Super League. He either quit or he was banned. We're not entirely sure. Everyone claims a different story.
Mm-hmm. And my general policy when it comes to this is when controversial Australians leave a platform that you should, it can be difficult to tell what actually happened there. So the best possible strategy is just to choose the wildest possible rumours to believe.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
So which one are you believing? Are you believing the chandelier 80s bat?
I think he's been arrested and he's had his phone confiscated from him. All kinds of terrible things are happening. You need to follow people on Twitter who are in the know to find out exactly what's going on.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yep.
So who do you think should get the muller this week?
Well, let's give it to we've got to give it to Meg.
Yeah, I think Meg's Australia v Australia A scheme is a perfect one. So we'll give it to Meg Lanning, who I'm not sure wins many Muller awards. So congratulations.
No, she never does anything ridiculous.
Yes.
So she's always completely sensible.
Well done, Meg Lanning. And that will be it for this episode. You've been listening to Dan Lipke. I'm at Lieb Cricket on Twitter. You've also been listening to Kat Jones. She is at Cricket Bat Kat on Twitter. You can follow us on Can't Bowl Throw on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook. You can search for Can't Bowl Can't Throw wherever you like, and you'll probably track us down.
Yep.
Watch Survivor. Follow us there. Listen to Survivor. Do whatever you want. We're not the boss of you. We'll speak to you all next week.
Bye-bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.